The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Bounce pass on that left side. Shot's no good. Tipped out of there. Schreiner comes up with it. Gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass. Way up. Going to be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
Today, it's live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Williams, they lob it to Burr, no backside help, the layup is there. Peyton Burr with a good catch and score, 5 1/4, 14 in the game.
Some of the area's best high school basketball teams are paired against the state's best in today's 7th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. All the excitement is coming up next, but first to do your Texas pregame show, we'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
And welcome to the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic. We got 8 games for you today. I'm Jeff Babel. I'll be here for you for the first two. Welcome to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, teams, in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Heartland's Hoops Classic brought to you today by Tom Denzel Automotive in Home Federal Bank in Grand Island. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you 5 Points Bank. 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank. A very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Let's start with the 17-4 Overton Eagles. Overton got a win last night over Sumney Airville Miller, 62-33. They're going to start number 14, Creighton Ryan, a 6'3" junior guard, averaging 6 points a game. Number 20, Hayden Cahoy, a 6-foot senior guard, 10.7 points per game. Tanner Ryan, number 24, a 6'3" senior forward, averaging 17.2 points per game. Number 32, Caleb Eklund, a 6'3" forward, averaging just shy of 7 points a game. And number 44, Joel Schaefer, a 6'1" senior guard, averaging 13 points a game. Now for the Sutton Mustangs, 13-8 on the year. Got a win last night over Fillmore Central, 40-34, led by Cole Wiseman, number 2, 6-foot senior, averaging 12 points a game, 5 assists, and 2.5 steals. Number 30, Nicholas Homesy, 6'4" junior. Number 32, Andrew Pulaski, a 6'1" junior. Tristan Sheridan, number 34, a 6'1" sophomore. And Noah Johnson, number 40, a 6-foot junior. And we're ready for basketball. As you can hear, tip is up and controlled there by Sutton. Sutton will take it over into the near court. Down on the baseline. Inside now tipped away there. Loose ball taken at the top of the key for Tristan Sheridan. Sheridan gets it on the right wing. Gets it over to Pulaski. Pulaski over to Sheridan. Sheridan on the left wing. Gets it over to Wiseman. Wiseman back to Johnson. Running their offense on the perimeter. Shot, three-pointer at the top of the key. No good for Pulaski. Rebound there to Overton. That was Eklund. Schaefer now with it. Gets it over to Eklund. Eklund on the right wing. Now at the top of the key. Dishes it over to the left wing. Eklund inside. Nice pass there. Shot up and good. Shot by Caleb Eklund. Gets his first 2 points of the game. Overton on top early in this one. 2-0. Sutton now has it with Wiseman. Wiseman dishes it on the perimeter. Now it's at the top. That's Hohensee. Now on the left wing. Both teams content just running their offense on the perimeter right now. Sutton with it on Hohensee. Shot up, three-point land, no good for Wiseman. Rebound out there to Overton. That's Schaefer. Two-pointer, just inside the three-point line. Nope, and no good. Rebound by Overton. Shot up before he got a chance to get it off. He did walk with it. Turnover there for Overton. Sutton with the ball now, down 2-0. 6:34 to go in the opening period here at the Heartland Zoop Classic. Sutton, pass inside, just over the hands. Nice look, just overthrew his man there. So turnover there for the Mustangs. Overton will take it back over. Well, the sheet I had the even numbers, and then our friends from Overton wore their odd numbers. So pardon me while I scratch out the numbers, and we're ready to go now. Eklund again with the ball for Overton. Gets it to the left wing over to Schaefer. Schaefer whips it across the perimeter. Now they're going to look to go back to Schaefer in the low post. They find Ryan instead. Back to the top of the key. Eklund tries to run the offense. Cahoy down to the baseline. Going to try and hand it off to Eklund. Eklund mishandles it out of bounds, and another turnover on this game, Overton. And we got a stoppage on the court. I wonder. I have it as 2-0, and the scoreboard has it as 0-0. I think that might be the delay here. And they are ready to go. Just under 6 minutes to go in the opening period. Sutton now with the ball in the far court. Wiseman has it there. Wiseman dishes it at the top of the perimeter. Over to Hohensee. Hohensee shot up, no good. Rebound, long rebound out to Overton. Cahoy grabs that one. They're going to give it back to Ryan. Ryan now across the timeline. Over to Schaefer. Schaefer back over to Cahoy. Cahoy standing the ball. 5 second counts on. Gets a pick there. Then dishes it over to new man into the game. Tanner Ryan into the game. And it looks like we got a foul on the play. Foul on Nicholas Hohensee. Team's first foul. Overton will inbound it on the far baseline. Inbounded to Cahoy. Cahoy over to Schaefer. Schaefer gets it inside to Ryan. Ryan goes up hard. He gets fouled. Shot does not fall, but he'll head to the line and get two free throws. Foul was on Hohensee, his second already early in this one. 5:12 to go. 2-0. First free throw shot up and good for Ryan. Three nothing Overton. Second free throw up and good. So 4-0 for Overton. This might be a battle for me when they don't put the score on the scoreboard. So 5 minutes to go in this one. Sutton again with the ball. Trey Raymer has it. Now he gets it over to Tristan Sheridan. Now back over to Raymer. Top of the key now. Wiseman drives left hand. Makes a spin move. Beautiful spin move. Shot up off the front of the rim. No good. Good move by Wiseman. Just couldn't get it to fall. Rebound to Ryan for Overton. Ryan, one-on-one, drives to the hoop. Nice jump stop up and in. Nope. Falls out, just about out. And over the back called on the rebound on Overton. And that'll be on Christian Ryan. His first, team's first. 4:37 to go in this one. Now Sutton with the ball. Cole Wiseman, the point. Dishes it on the left wing over to Pawlowski. Pawlowski picks up his dribble at the top of the key. Gets it onto the right wing. That's Raymer. Raymer shot up. Elbow, no good. Tip in, no good as well. And another rebound to Overton. So Sutton getting some good looks, just can't get him to fall right now in the game. Schaefer has it now for Overton. Over to Ryan on the right wing. Tanner Ryan at the top now. Dishes it over to Schaefer. Schaefer back to Ryan. Kahoy has it now. Over to Schaefer. Both teams running their offenses here, taking their time, just trying to get a good shot. Gets the ball inside to Tanner Ryan there. Tanner dishes it off. Now he takes it baseline, gets it up, shot up, and good. And a blocking foul will be called. So a chance to go to the line and get a three-point play will be Tanner Ryan. Nice move there. Nice head fake. Took his man one-on-one, got the contact, and then got the shot to fall too. Timeout on the floor. Sutton will take this one. We'll take it with him. 4-0 Overton with the lead. We'll be back in 1 minute here in Grand Island.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center. Right now, Overton on top of Sutton, 6-0. Bit of a delay here. I think they're going to try and get the scoreboard. Both teams getting out of the huddle now again. I want to thank our fine sponsors, Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, DinsdaleAuto.com, for a complete look at their inventory on over 400 vehicles, BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers. Located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Full service repair and body shop. Looks like we're ready to go here. 3:41 to go in this one. Overton up by 6 and at the line to try and get a 7th point here. Tanner Ryan shot up and nothing but nylon. So 7-0 lead for the Eagles. Sutton getting some good looks, just haven't got anything to fall. They're going to go on the offense here. Try to dish it inside. Shot up, foul, no good. Shot no good, but it'll head to the line. Nice aggressive move there by Noah Johnson. 6-foot junior going to try and get Sutton onto the board for the first time tonight. 7-0 right now in this one. 3:28 to go in the opening period. Glad to have you along here on ESPN Radio, PlatteRiverPreps.com. First free throw for Sutton, up and good. Noah Johnson gets his first points of the game, Sutton's first points as well. Try and get a second one now at the line. Dribbles the ball, flips it around, bends the knee, shot up, high arcing shot, up and out. No good. Rebound to Tanner Ryan. Ryan will dish it now over to Schaefer. Over into the corner now to Ryan. Ryan, top of the key. Now it's on the right side. Back to Ryan at the top. Working one-on-one there. Going to try and take him off the dribble. Spin move left. Shot up on the right hand. Good. Beautiful move there by Tanner Ryan. Tanner Ryan took his man one-on-one. Got the bucket. Now Sutton going quickly on the other side. They're going to slow it down now, run their offense, get it into the hands of Pawlowski. Pawlowski picks up his dribble, finds a backdoor cut there. Wide open layup is up and good. Noah Johnson gets the two-point field goal. 9-3 now, Overton in the lead with the ball. Ryan dishes it over to the right side. Now it's back to the top. Kahoy dishes it back to Schaefer. Schaefer gets it to Ryan on the baseline. He drives baseline, gets hit with the body there before the shot, so a foul there on Sutton. On 40, Noah Johnson. His first. So Overton will take this out underneath their own basket. Gets it to the top of the key to Kahoy. Kahoy over to Ryan. Ryan finds a cutting man. Nice shot up, no good. Rebound there and a foul on the put back for Kaiser. Kaiser will head to the line. Nice job there finding Schaefer. Schaefer found then Ryan. Ryan got up, or Kaiser, excuse me, got up, got to the free throw line. 2:19 to go in this one. 9-3 Sutton, or Overton, excuse me. Free throw up and good for Kaiser. Logan Kaiser, 5'11" senior, his first points of the game. 10-3 lead for Overton. Overton makes it 11-3 with that made free throw for Kaiser. Kaiser's first two of the game. Wiseman now with it for the Mustangs. Going to dish it over to Johnson. Johnson now on the left wing gets it to Peterson. Back to Pawlowski. Pawlowski whips it over to Wiseman. Wiseman with it on the left wing. Three-point basket on the right wing. Shot up no good there for Peterson. Long rebound out to Ryan for Overton. Overton now with it in transition. Schaefer with it. Gets it back to Ryan. Ryan dishes it onto the left side for Eklund. Eklund. Baseline shot no good. Rebound Kaiser. Kaiser puts it up. Blocked out of bounds off of Kaiser. Sutton will maintain possession. So good looks there. Just couldn't fall for Overton. Overton's still up 8 now. 11-3 in this game. Wiseman will take it across the timeline and get it over to Pawlowski. Now it's on the left side for Johnson. Johnson gets it to the top of the key. Three-point basket shot up and good. Tanner Peterson, three-point basket at the top of the key. Cuts the lead to 5 now, 11-6 Overton. Ryan with it for Overton. Intercepted by Wiseman. Wiseman goes for the layup. Shot up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts the putback up and in for Sutton. Sutton on a nice run here. Cuts it to 11-8. Wiseman intercepted that pass from Overton. Now Overton goes. Ryan baseline to baseline. Takes his man one-on-one. Good, made a nice move, but he walked with it. So he'll turn it over now for Overton. 11-8, yep, in this one. 1 minute to go here in the opening quarter here at the Heartlands Hoops Classic. Listening to ESPN 1460, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thanks for joining us. Sutton now with the ball. Sheridan gets it over to Johnson. Johnson back to Sheridan. Over to Wiseman in the corner. Peterson had a look at three at the top of the key. Decides to give it over to Sheridan. Now it's on the left wing. Wiseman for three at the top of the key. Shot up front of the iron. No good. Long rebound to Overton. Falling to the ground was Kaiser. He was pushed there, so another foul on the Mustangs. Johnson picks up his second personal foul. Substitution in the game. Johnson will come out into the game for the Mustangs. Grant Leach, 5'10" freshman. 34.8 to go in this one. Overton on top by 3. Probably play for the last shot here. Schaefer has it. Right wing. Baseline now to Kaiser. Kaiser to Cahoy. Cahoy long pass to the other side to Schaefer. Schaefer back over to Cahoy. Cahoy's going to try and take it one-on-one. Shot up and good for him. Nice shot at the elbow there for Cahoy. Extends the lead back to 5. 13-8 now. 8 seconds to go. Sutton will need to get something quick here. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Wiseman dishes it over. Three-pointer at the buzzer, and it is good. Three-point basket, good for Pawlowski. Nothing but net right at the buzzer. Left wing, 13-11. Sutton making a small comeback here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. Be back with the second quarter action next on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member
back
FDIC.
Here in Grand Island, Home Federal Bank of Grand Island. Today, tomorrow, together, building your home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC, proud sponsor of the Heartland Soup Classic here on ESPN 1460. Overton leads it 13-11 now in the game. They'll get the ball here. Left wing, three-point basket, shot up, no good there for Cahoy. Rebound to Ryan. Ryan, 7 points in this game, trying to take over the game. Lowers his shoulder, turnover out of bounds, just lost the handle there. For Overton, the Eagles. Wiseman now with it for the Mustangs, only down by two now. Maybe take a chance to get their first lead of this game. Got it on the left wing now. Top of the key there is Peterson. Peterson gets it over to Wiseman. Wiseman finds Leach. Leach back to Wiseman. Wiseman, nifty move there, drives to the hoop. Hoop and a harm. Foul on the call. No basket there for Wiseman. Gets to the free throw line. Foul's called on number 33, Caleb Eklund, his first personal. Wiseman at the line. Wiseman, the quarterback for the Sutton Mustangs in the fall, running the point for him here. First free throw for Wiseman, up and good. Hits the front iron and good. Makes it 13-12, Sutton. Behind now by only one, chance to tie the game up is Cole Wiseman. Wiseman, 6 foot senior. Shot up and good. 13 all now for the Mustangs and the Eagles. Cole will take this across the timeline. Gets it over into the corner to Ryan. Ryan takes it, shot up, and he walks with it. See if I can get this right. Creighton Ryan was 15, and Tanner Ryan, number 31, had all seven of the points from the Ryan brothers. So Creighton Ryan there with the travel. Sutton with the ball now trying to get their first lead of this game. Wiseman dishes it to Peterson. Now it's over in the corner to Sheridan. Sheridan whips it across. Now Wiseman has it on the left side. Shot up, three-point basket for Peterson. Back iron, no good. Rebound to Eklund for Overton. Overton going to go quickly with this one. Tips it away there, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Overton. Good defensive pressure there by Garrett Leach. Tips it away off of Cahoy's leg. Sutton will get the possession now. Looking again to take their first lead of the game. It's 13-13 here. 6:40 to go till halftime. Ravenna Sanitation halftime show coming up. The Mustangs with the ball now. On the right wing is Sheridan. Sheridan, errant pass, looking for Wiseman. Tipped away there by Cahoy. Cahoy knocks it out of bounds, so Sutton will retain possession in the backcourt now. 6:27 to go in this one. Wiseman gets the inbounds. Finds Pawlowski. Pawlowski gets it on the left wing. Tipped away there at the top of the key. That was Leach. Leach finds his man in the corner, Peterson. Peterson drives to the basket. Finds a wide open man for three-pointer in the corner. Shot up, no good. Back iron. Tipped around. Looked like it might have been off of Ryan there. And they're going to say it was off of Sutton instead. So Overton will get the possession. 13-13 tie here early in the game. 6:02 to go till halftime. Overton. Being slow with the ball, Schaefer takes it across the timeline, dribbling with his left hand. Goes on the right wing, inside, beautiful pass, wide open layup for Eklund. Caleb Eklund, easy two there, just got a nice pass. Inside positioning, Wiseman now the other way for Sutton. Gets it inside, shot up, and no good. And it looks like it'll be a traveling call. A lot of turnovers, a lot of traveling calls in this one, a few errant passes. You don't see that a heck of a lot, but you got the three-man officiating crew getting all the angles on this one, so travel there for Sutton. Overton now on the right side. Tanner Ryan, shot up, three-point basket is good. Tanner Ryan, that's 10 on the game for now. Tanner Ryan, 18-13. Eagles with the lead. Sutton now with the ball. Pawlowski dribbles right side, picks it up. Tries to find a man, that's Peterson. Peterson on the right side. Gets a pick there. Finds a pick and roll play there. Shot up, and it is no good for Sheridan. Sheridan had a good look at it, just couldn't fall for that one. Now Overton with it. Schaefer's got the ball. Finds Ryan on the side. Tanner Ryan now dishes it to Eklund. Eklund baseline, shot up, and good. Beautiful move there on the baseline. Caleb Eklund gets a two-point bucket, and Sutton wants to stop this run, 20-13. We were tied at 13, so right now Sutton on a, or Overton on a 7-0 run. We'll take the timeout with them. Back in 1 minute on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Welcome back to Grand Island Heartland Soups Classic coverage brought to you by today by Tom Denzel Automotive, your truck destination, and Home Federal Bank in Grand Island. Today, tomorrow, together, building your home for a future. Sutton now with the ball down by 7. They had to claw their way back. It was 13-13 now. Overton on top by 7. Wiseman will take this one for the Stangs. Drives right side. Dishes it to his man Pawalski. Pawalski back to Wiseman. Wiseman setting up the offense, getting some movement down low. Wiseman dribbles left side. Going to take it himself. Shot up and good. Nice floating layup there by Wiseman. Wiseman gets another two-point basket. Cuts the lead down to 5. Overton now in transition. Gets it to Eklund. Eklund on the right side. In the corner to Cahoy now. Cahoy at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Finds a man for a three-point basket on the right side. Shut up. No good for Schaefer. Rebound to Tristan Sheridan for Sutton. And a quick transition basket now for the Mustangs. Wide open was Hennessy down low. Picks up his 2 points. First two of the game, I believe. Excuse me. Overton now with it. Cahoy on the left wing. Top of the key to Eklund. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball. That'll be on Overton. An offensive foul there. Foul was on 31. Tanner Ryan. Second personal foul. And it looks like the fourth for the Eagles. And Sutton will take over now. Callahan in for Overton. J.D. Callahan, 6-foot senior, checks into the game. Wiseman now with it for Sutton. On the right side. Dishes it over on the left side. And an errant pass there by Peterson. And Overton gets it. And now Overton turns it right back over to Sutton. So sloppy play there by both teams. Wiseman will take the ball, try and slow things down for Sutton. 3:23 to go till halftime. Ravenna Sanitation halftime show coming up. Wiseman gets it to Peterson on the left wing. Now Wiseman's got it again on the right side. Top of the key shot. Three-point basket there for Peterson. Up and no good. Long rebound to Overton. Schaefer pulls it down. Schaefer now dishes it to the right wing. Three-point basket now for Ryan. Creighton Ryan. Shot up no good. Front iron. Rebound to Sutton. Stengel got that one. Three-point basket now on the other side for Sutton. And it falls. Andrew Pawalski hit the back of the iron, found the bottom of the net. Three-point basket ties this game at 20. So now a 7-0 run for Sutton. Overton with the ball and the possession. And Cahoy walks with it. Tried to make a quick move. After he received that pass, just walked with it. Turns the ball over, so turnover there. Sutton will get possession. Kaiser checks into the game for Overton and a timeout on the field. Overton will take it. Full timeout. We'll take it with him. We'll be back here on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Welcome back to Grand Island here. Heartland Hoops Classic, your exclusive radio home, Platte River Radio. First five games on ESPN 1460. We'll switch it over to Classic Hits 98.9 for the Nightcaps. Sutton now with the ball, fresh off a 7-0 run, 20-20 ball game, 2 minutes to go till halftime. Wiseman into the corner for Honesty. Honesty finds a man in the deep corner. Back to Wiseman. Now Pawalski's got it. Wiseman at the top of the key. Wiseman gets a screen there, loses his dribble, has to dribble it out to the top of the key, try and set something up again, gets another pick there. Shot up. Bad shot, no good. Rebound, though, inside for Sheridan. Sheridan goes up, tries to put it back. It's fouled there. Sheridan will head to the line to shoot, too. Foul was on Caleb Eklund. That'll be the fifth team foul on Overton, but two free throws here for Sheridan. Sheridan bends the knees. Shot up, rolls around and in. Gives Sutton the lead, 21-20. I believe that's their first lead of the game. At the 2:02 mark here in the opening half. Bends the knee, second free throw. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound to Callahan. J.D. Callahan into the game for the Eagles. Schaefer's now got it for Overton. Directing the offense. Over to Cahoy. Cahoy, left wing. Back to Callahan. Callahan's first shot up and no good. Rebound to the Mustangs. Sheridan pulls it down. Gets it to Wiseman. Wiseman quickly down the right side. Drives, penetrates, dishes it out. Pawalski now with it to the top of the key. Over to Peterson. Peterson to Wiseman. Wiseman guarded better by Cahoy. Picks up a screen. Man switches. Gets it to the roller. Now dishes out to the perimeter. Pawalski takes it. Pawalski will drive. Shot up. No good. Rebound inside. Put back. No good either. There for Honesty. Rebound to Overton. But they walk with it. They get the rebound. But it looked like Kaiser there got the rebound. Lost his footing and traveled with it. So Sutton catches a break there. Will retain possession. 1:16 to go till halftime. Sutton up by one. 21-20. Sutton coach John Ladoff. Telling the inbounds play. They inbounds it onto the post. Shot up. Back of the iron. No good. Good design. Just poor execution there. And Overton will have it now in transition. Schaefer gets it to Callahan. Callahan shot up and no good. Rebound to Sutton. Leach will pull that one away. Getting guarded heavy there. Tries to find Wiseman. Wiseman has it now with 54 to go in the second quarter. Wiseman dishes it over to Leach. Leach. Gets it into the corner to Pawalski. Pawalski gets it back to Wiseman. Nice pass there by Wiseman. Finds a cutting man. That was Peterson. Peterson shot up no good. Rebound to Overton. Schaefer with it now. Schaefer with 35 seconds to go. Maybe trying to get one last shot. Callahan now with it. Callahan picks up his dribble looking for help. Kaiser will give it to him. Kaiser over to Schaefer. Schaefer to Cahoy. Cahoy for 3 points. Shot up in nothing but net. 3-point basket. Hayden Cahoy gets a three-point basket and another lead for Overton, 23-21. 15 seconds to go in this one. Cole Wiseman now dribbling out the clock, going to take the last shot in this one. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Wiseman guarded there by Cahoy, working on him. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Wiseman finds a man open on the baseline, shot up, no good. Rebound to Overton. J.D. Callahan pulls that one away. And there's the buzzer, and it's halftime here at the Heartland Event Center. In the opening game of the Heartland's Hoops Classic, it's 23-21 Overton with the lead at halftime. We'll crunch the numbers, take a look at them next on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to the Heartland Hoop Classic on ESPN 1460. FlyoverPreps.com with our producer engineer Merritt Lawson. I'm Jeff Babel. 23-21 the score. And they're messing with the scoreboard again, but Overton with the lead. 23-21 is the score. Sutton coming in on the year 13-8, while Overton came in 17-4. Both got a couple of big wins last night. So to look at the first half numbers, my statistician, Randy Bushcutter.
How does that pay, by the way? I don't know. How much do I get paid to do the stats?
I think you get a pack of gum.
All right. Well, I can't wait to get that. And by the way, I shouldn't probably have that in my mouth while I'm doing this. In the first half, Overton shot pretty well from the field. They were 8 of 16 from the field. Sutton, very rough start, down 9-1 in the early stages, and they shot 7 of 23 unofficially. Three-point range, Sutton did warm up a little bit. They're 3 of 9, while Overton is 2 of 5. Both teams shooting pretty well from the free throw line. Overton is a perfect 5 for 5. Sutton is 4 of 6. Overton right now really dominating the boards. They have a 20-7 edge in terms of rebounding, but turnovers certainly in favor of Sutton because Overton has turned the ball over 11 times compared to only 3 for the Mustangs, so that kind of makes up for that 13 rebound gap in terms of overall rebounding for these two teams. For Overton, leading the way, Tanner Ryan. He's got 10 points here in the first half, including one three-pointer. Caleb Eklund with 6. Hayden Cahoy has 5. And Logan Kaiser with 2 points. Overall, rebounding leaders for the Overton boys, Logan Kaiser has got 5 here in the first half. Joel Schaefer with 5, Tanner Ryan with 3, and also 2 from Creighton Ryan. Unofficially shooting from the field about 47%, 2 of 5 from three-point range, so they're shooting 40% from behind the arc. That's pretty good shooting here in the first half for Overton. For Sutton, who took a while to get things going, but when they did, they were led by Cole Wiseman. He's got 6 points here at intermission. Andrew Pulowski has 6 as well. Tanner Peterson with 3, Noah Johnson with 3, Nicholas Hennessy has 2, and Tristan Sheridan with 1 point. Leading rebounder for the Mustangs is Sheridan. He has 3 rebounds here in the first half. Once again, our halftime score, it is a nice little come from behind. Overton trailed very briefly. They trailed at 21-20. Otherwise, they have led by as many as 8 in the game, and Overton leads here at intermission by a score of 23-21.
Yeah, very... very telling numbers. Sutton, they had those looks in the first half. They just couldn't put them in. Overton seemed to do that. Then Overton got a nice run going there, cut the lead, got the lead back. Overton, and then led by Ryan with the 10 points there, getting the lead back at the free throw line in the three-pointer, and the Sutton Mustangs led by Wiseman getting a good job of getting back into this game, kind of a moral victory heading into halftime for the Mustangs. We'll take a break real quick. Back in a minute here on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously from your home, the farm, your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, Nebraska. It's time now to look at our schedule today. We've got a bevy of games for you today. Eight of them from right here at the Harlan Soups Classic right now. Overton and Sutton. Overton leads it by two, 23-21. Game right after this one, Freeman versus High Plains. A smaller class matchup, but maybe the best matchup. Just if you look at records, both teams having fantastic years. Both fourth in their respective class in power points. Freeman and High Plains. Elkhorn South and the Grand Island Islanders will take the court after that, approximately 12:30. These are all on ESPN 1460 tonight. Today, this morning, Wahoo Bishop Newman, Grand Island Northwest, tip off around 2:15, and Norfolk Catholic and Donovan Trumbull at 4 o'clock right here on ESPN. Then we'll switch it over to our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, around 5:45, Southern Valley, Grand Island Central Catholic, Norfolk and Kearney High, Class A matchup there at 7:30, and then the marquee game, Denver East and Omaha Central. That'll be at 9:15 as well. As soon as we're done here on ESPN, around right after the Donovan Norfolk Catholic game, we'll switch it over to the ESPN radio superstation and get back to NBA basketball coverage. We'll have the slam dunk and three-point contests, the Meet the Stars as well. And then Sunday we'll have the NBA All-Star game at around 7 o'clock. Over on Classic Hits today, D3 District Wrestling Tournament coverage will be approximately at 2 p.m. We'll have the finals for you there live. See who's going to qualify from state in the area. The D3 District Wrestling Tournament live from Amherst. Classic Hits 98.9, and then we'll have the three matchups I had mentioned earlier. Over on our sister station, 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Tip off around 2 o'clock for the Hastings College women. They'll be hosting Dakota Wesley, and the men will be around 4 o'clock. And on the breeze, 94.5 tonight, Tri-City Storm trying to get some last playoff push points here. Face off at 7:05. They fell last night to the Indiana Ice 3-1. Jared Schaffern will have the call for you on that one. 7:05 face off. Sioux Falls last night did get a point, too, so Tri-City now 17 points out of a playoff position. They're going to need to string up some nice wins. Talking probably needed to get two out of three games this weekend, so they'll need to run, get a win either tonight at Indiana or at Chicago tomorrow in that one. So there's our look ahead. We'll have our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally tomorrow afternoon around Sunday, 3 p.m., and then also over on 12:30 we'll have the Nebraska men's basketball game with Michigan State. Nebraska will be on the road for that one against the Spartans. Tip off at 2 o'clock on 12:30 KHAS. We're going to take one more final break and have the third quarter tip off next on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel. Commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center. Heartland's Hoop Classic in Grand Island today, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, DinsdaleAuto.com, for a complete look at their inventory on over 500 vehicles in Home Federal Bank in Grand Island. Today, tomorrow, together, build your future home at Home Federal Bank, member FDIC. Jeff Babel with Merritt Lawson back in the studio. Randy Bushcutter, the statistician today. 23-21 lead for Overton. Got a small delay here trying to get the 8 minutes onto the clock. Right now it reads triple zeros, so we'll wait for that one to go. Cole Wiseman will look like he'll be taking the inbounds for the Mustangs, and they finally got the 8 up on the clock, so we'll be ready to go once the refs give us the okay to go. You've been listening to the Ravanna Sanitation Halftime Show. Ravanna Sanitation, your trash is their treasures. Wiseman now with the ball for Sutton. Sutton gets it over to Sheridan. Sheridan gets it to the top of the key for Pawlowski. Pawlowski, three-point basket, no good. Rebound for Eklund. Eklund gets it over to Tanner Ryan. Tanner Ryan working on the right side. Guard there by Wiseman. Picks up his dribble. Gets it inside. Errant pass, turnover there for Overton. Now Wiseman with it. Moving quickly on the right side. Now they're going to whip it over to the left side onto the corner for Hennessy. Hennessy gets it back to Wiseman. Wiseman, three-point basket is good. Sutton back in the lead now, 24-23. Back and forth game of late after Overton had control of much of that first half. Overton now with it. Ryan, Creighton Ryan, over to Eklund. Eklund works on the left side. Errant pass there, kind of lost his dribble. Turnover to Sutton. Sutton's Noah Johnson has it. Johnson dishes it to his teammate. Back to Johnson. Johnson shot up, and it was blocked out of bounds. Nice block there by Caleb Eklund. Off of Eklund, Sutton will retain possession. Cole Wiseman will take it out underneath his own basket. 6:57 to go in the third quarter. Sutton up by one. Johnson's got it inside now. Nice find for him. Noah Johnson puts it up and in. 26-23. Three-point lead for Sutton. Cahoy now working right baseline. Shut up, no good. Rebound to Wiseman. Wiseman, one-on-one on the right side. He's going to take it the whole way. Dishes it to his teammate, Hennessy. Hennessy to the top of the key now. Over to Pawlowski. Pawlowski finds Wiseman. Wiseman, three-point basket. Shut up, no good. Left side of the iron. Rebound to Overton. Creighton Ryan pulls that one down. Joel Schaefer now with the ball. Schaefer at the top of the key. Dishes it inside of the high post. Ryan takes it up and is fouled. He'll head to the free throw line. Tanner Ryan, 6'3" senior, leading the Eagles today in scoring. Try to get two more via the free throw line. Sutton's first foul of the second half. Tanner Ryan, first shot up and good. Cuts the Sutton lead to two, 26-24, 6:11 to go in this one. Tanner Ryan have a nice game. 10 points in this one. Shot up and good for Ryan. That'll be 11 for him. More importantly, only a one-point deficit for the Eagles. Wiseman now quickly to the other side. Finds a man in the corner. He's going to drive baseline, go use his left dribble. Gets hit on the arm there. Nice drive by Pawlowski. Pawlowski before the shot was fouled. Foul was on Hayden Cahoy. A Wiseman will take this out underneath his own basket now. Nice design run there. Shot up no good for Sheridan. Sheridan had a good look at the basket 2 feet away. Just couldn't find the bottom of the net. Overton going the other way. And loses control off his foot, out of bounds. So Overton will turn this one over. Just trying to drive a little too quickly to the basket now. Overton will bring the full court pressure. Trying to force a turnover. Inbounds to Wiseman. Wiseman slows everybody down. Overton backs off the troops. Now it's over on the side to Hennessy. Hennessy to Pawalski. Pawalski finds Johnson. Johnson throws it to Sheridan. Intercepted there by Creighton Ryan. Creighton Ryan picks it up. Three-point shot and good. Three-pointer there for Creighton Ryan. 6'3" junior. Gives Sutton or Overton the lead. Now Wiseman looks for a three-pointer. He decides not to take it. Nice head fake there. Finds Johnson inside. Johnson banks it in and good. 28-28 tie. Getting some scoring. We didn't see a lot of these shots falling in the first half. Now both teams getting used to those baskets. Shots are starting to fall. 28-28. 5 minutes to go. Third quarter. Overton with the ball. Kohoy running the point. Dribbling on the right side. Now he's going to dish it to Creighton Ryan. Ryan, shot up. No good. Rebound to Johnson for Sutton. Johnson will dish it to Wiseman. Wiseman finds a wide open man for three. That's Pawalski. Pawalski's nothing but net. Three-point basket by Andrew Pawalski. Wide open shot. Three-point lead now for Sutton. 31-28. 4:35 to go. Third quarter. Good opening ball game here at the Heartland's Hoops Classics. Schaefer now with it for Sutton. Overton, excuse me. Now to Ryan. Tanner Ryan dishes it to Schaefer. Schaefer's going to take it himself. Shot up was blocked. Beautiful block there by Hennessy. Hennessy stayed with Ryan the whole way. Denied him with a block, and it'll be off of Hennessy. So Overton will retain possession, substituting out of the game for Sutton with Sheridan. Sheridan getting a breather. Inbounds pass to Overton. Shot up there by Tanner Ryan. Ryan was fouled on the way up. Sutton coaching staff doesn't agree, but Tanner Ryan will head to the free throw line. Second team foul on Sutton. So at the line, Tanner Ryan. Tanner Ryan having a good game so far for the Eagles. Shot up and good. Free throw is good for Tanner Ryan. Come in averaging 17 points a game. Think he'll probably get to that here in the second half. Second free throw for him, up and good as well. Two more points for Tanner Ryan.
14 in the game.
14 in the ball game for the big man. Sutton with the lead now by one. Going to try and extend it. Wiseman has it at the top of the key. Drives, lay it up, no good. Iron unkind right now for Cole Wiseman. Schaefer gets the rebound, takes it the other way. Now he gets it to Kohoy at the top of the key. Kohoy dribbling right side, trying to cut in between two men. Unable to do it, picks up his dribble, finds his man Schaefer in the corner. Schaefer back out to Kohoy. Kohoy, spin move there. Wide open layup, up and good. Nice juke job. Nice spin move there by Hayden Kohoy. Separating from his defender, easy layup and in for Kohoy. For Overton. Overton takes the lead now, 32-31. Three-point basket for Wiseman the other way. In and out, no good. Rebound to Creighton Ryan for Overton. Overton with the lead now, 32-31, up by one. Tanner Ryan will work. Intercepted there by Cole Wiseman. Ryan tried to find a cutting man near the post and stolen right back there by Kohoy. Kohoy finds Ryan, wide open layup, just misses it. Tanner Ryan, wide open layup, just hit the bottom of the rim. Now Pawalski will shoot a three-pointer, and he'll make it. Andrew Pawalski, excuse me, three-point basket. Sutton retakes the lead, 34-32, 2:42 to go in this one. Overton now, running their offense. Turns the ball over. Noah Johnson, intercepts that one. Wiseman will slow it down, run the offense, gets the play in from head coach. Running their offense now. Johnson over to Wiseman. Wiseman on the right side finds Pawalski. Pawalski over to Peterson. Hennessy has it. Now on the right side to Pawalski. Pawalski finds Johnson underneath. Shot up, blocked. Shot up, second time, and up and good. Blocked the first time by Eklund. Second time he was fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line. Noah Johnson to shoot two. Eklund will pick up his third personal foul, and Overton's coach Jay Stair wants a timeout to settle the troops. 34-32, Sutton with the lead. We'll be back in 1 minute on ESPN 1460 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
First free throw for Noah Johnson, front of the iron, no good. Second free throw up now, and nothing but net, so Noah Johnson finds a point there for Sutton. Sutton extends their lead to 35-32 in this one. Schaefer now across the timeline. Over to Kaiser. Kaiser gets it to Cahoy. Cahoy back to Ryan. Ryan, three-point basket up, no good. Rebound to Kaiser. Kaiser, spin move on the baseline, shot up, no good. Kaiser will head to the free throw line. So the three-point basket there by Tanner Ryan was no good. Rebound to Kaiser. Kaiser puts up a putback and was fouled. He'll head to the line for two. 1:45 to go in this one, 35-32. First free throw up and good for Kaiser. Logan Kaiser, 3 points on the game.
Dang, let me check. The pressure, the pressure.
Second free throw up and no good. Rebound to Johnson for Sutton. Over to Wiseman on the left side. Wiseman back to Johnson. Johnson finds Hennessy. Hennessy back to Wiseman. Wiseman one-on-one. Inside to Johnson, wide open, shot up, no good. Put back up, no good as well. Third try, this time by Sheridan, no good. Loose rebound, Overton tries to call a timeout, but they'll call it a jump ball. Sheridan and Kaiser tied it up there. Possession arrow gives the ball to Overton. So Randy and I were talking off air, a lot of those deep threes are falling for both teams, but those inside shots haven't been falling. Three putback attempts there by Sutton, unable to find the back of the net. Tie jump ball will go to Overton. Overton now with it.
It's not a bad building to shoot in.
No, Tanner Ryan with it now. Drives to the right side, up and in. Easy layup for Tanner Ryan. Tanner Ryan just beat his man off the dribble there. Now Sutton has it in the near court. Kowalski inside, tries to find Sheridan. Sheridan gets fouled on his shot attempt. He'll head to the line to shoot two. Foul will be on Tanner Ryan, his third personal. Team's third. Sheridan at the line for two. First one's up, nothing but net. Tristan Sheridan, 6'1" sophomore. Gives Overton the lead. It was tied at 35. Now Overton or Sutton up by one. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Back and forth game for much of this third quarter. Sheridan now tries to extend the lead to two. Bends the knees. Arcing shot up and in for Sheridan. Sheridan gets two more. 37-35 now for Sutton. Overton maybe try to get two for one here. Cahoy turns the ball over. Wiseman's got it. One-on-one. Tries to draw the contact, doesn't get it, but gets the basket. Cole Wiseman, easy two there for the Mustangs. 4-point lead now. Overton going quickly the other way. Shot up, foul there. It looked like Kaiser went up for that one. Kaiser will head to the line to shoot two. Foul was on Sheridan. Team's fourth for Sutton. Kaiser at the line to try and cut this 4-point lead in half. First shot up and no good for Kaiser. Kaiser doing a nice job coming off the bench tonight for Overton. Second free throw. No good. Rebound to Sheridan for Sutton. Sutton now probably going to try and play for one. Wiseman with it. Over to Raymer. Raymer back to Wiseman. Three-point basket. Shot up. No good. Rebound to Creighton Ryan. Creighton Ryan gets it to Schaefer. Schaefer now with 22 to go. Overton down by four. 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dribbles the ball at the top of the key. Now finds Creighton Ryan in the corner. Creighton Ryan finds Cahoy. Three-point shot at the top of the key. Back iron, no good. Rebound to Sutton. Pawlowski pulls it down. He's got 2 seconds to shoot. Three-point shot at the buzzer. Back of the iron, no good. Almost fell. But just a tough shot to take with 2.7 seconds from near half court. And Pawlowski misses that one. And four-point lead now for Sutton with the fourth quarter coming up next on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center. Tom Dinsdale, Automotive, Home Federal Bank, Grant Mellon. Proud sponsors of today's Heartland Hoops Classic. First game of the Classic. 39-35 right now. Sutton with the lead and the ball. I'm Jeff Babel alongside Randy Bushcutter. Merritt back in the studios. Nice job inside by Wiseman. Wiseman dishes to Johnson at the free throw line. Free throw shot up and good. That one's worth two, though, for Johnson. Johnson extends the lead now to six for Sutton. Sutton doing a nice job coming back. They trailed for most of the first half. Schaefer now with it for Overton. Schaefer at the elbow, picks up his dribble, finds Eklund in the corner. Eklund picks up his dribble, guarded there. 5 second counts on. He just gets rid of it in time to Schaefer. Schaefer now dribbles the ball to the top of the key, going to set up the offense. Over to Ryan. And Eklund will turn this one over to Wiseman. Wiseman transition. Gets the ball on the right wing. Now over to Johnson. Over to Hennessy. Hennessy, shot fake. Top of the key now. Inside to Johnson. Johnson, drop step up and in. Noah Johnson with another 2 points. Extends this Sutton lead to eight. Noah Johnson coming in on the year eight, averaging 8 points a game. He's got near that today. Three-pointer the other way for Overton. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Wiseman, Cole Wiseman, quickly in transition. Finds Pawlowski. Pawlowski thought about a three, didn't take it. Over to Johnson now. Over to Wiseman. Wiseman setting up the offense. Christian Sheridan now to the high post. Over to Pawlowski. Pawlowski finds Johnson. Johnson over to Wiseman. Wiseman top of the key now to Sheridan. Sheridan on the left wing to Hennessy. Hennessy back to Johnson. Working that perimeter game right now is Sutton. High post for Sheridan and a walk. Travel. I was looking down at my notes there.
That is only the seventh turnover for Sutton compared to 19 for Overton.
Overton having a tough time hanging on to that ball. They need to hang on to it and get scores now. Each possession getting all the more valuable for the Eagles. Cahoy now with it on the left wing. Inside to Ryan. Ryan shot up and good. Nothing but net. Tanner Ryan. Not to be confused with Creighton Ryan. Tanner Ryan with the two there. Now Sutton with it. Pawlowski dribbles right wing. Top of the key now. Over to Wiseman. Wiseman setting up the offense. Finds Hennessy. Hennessy on the left wing. Finds Johnson. Johnson whips it across to Wiseman. Wiseman looks inside. had a man there, hit him in the hands. Turnover now for Sutton. Steal there for Eklund. Eklund gets it to Schaefer. Schaefer's going to run the point. Gets it to Cahoy on the left wing. Cahoy looking to find an open man. Can't find anybody. Now he finds Schaefer again. Schaefer on the left side. Driving to the basket. That's Ryan. Creighton Ryan. Fans wanted to walk. Not going to get it. Missed the basket. Rebound to Johnson. Noah Johnson for Sutton with another rebound. Now Sutton gets it. Wiseman has it. Over to Johnson. To Pawlowski. Pawlowski on the left wing. Dribbles. Finds his man in the corner, Hennessy. Hennessy gets it to the top of the key. Now to Wiseman. Wiseman on the left wing. Finds Johnson. Johnson's at the top. Now he's going to whip it across to Hennessy. Sutton trying to waste a little time, but get a good shot at it too. Top of the key now to Sheridan. Sheridan to Johnson. Johnson to Pawlowski. Pawlowski to Wiseman. A lot of weaving going on right now inside for the Mustangs, setting screens for each other. Wiseman, three-pointer at the top of the key. Shot up, no good. Missed it short. Rebound. Overton almost had it blocked there on the shot. Christian Sheridan got the rebound, went up. Looked like he was blocked, but he got some ball and some arm, it looks like. So Christian Sheridan will head to the line. Team's fourth foul for Overton.
Eklund's fourth as
well. And Eklund. Caleb Eklund picks up his fourth foul, 6'3" junior. First free throw for Sheridan, up and good. Christian Sheridan finds another point via the free throw line. Extends the Sutton lead to 7 with 4:18 to go. Misco Sports postgame show coming up in 4 minutes. Sheridan now, second free throw. Short and rebound to Tanner Ryan. Tanner Ryan gets it to Joel Schaefer. Schaefer takes it across the timeline. Down by 7, 4 minutes to go here. Overton wants a bucket here. Cahoy, baseline, shot up and good. He'll get 2 for him. Hayden Cahoy, beautiful shot on the left baseline. Quickly the other way for Sutton. Sutton, a quick shot, no points. So quick possession there for Sutton, and Overton's got it back now. Cahoy in the corner. Schaefer drives, bucket up and in. So a nice quick 4-0 run here for Sutton, or Overton, excuse me. Cuts the Sutton lead in half to 4 now. Sutton will slow it down. 3:38 to go in this one. Coach John Ladoff signaling in the play. The play goes to Johnson. Johnson, left elbow, shot up, no good. Buddy was fouled. Foul on 25, excuse me, Logan Kaiser. Couldn't have been 24. They're wearing odds.
They're wearing odds.
Johnson heads to the free throw line. Shot up, back of the iron, no good. So Sutton up by one possession here. Made free throw, make it 2 with 3:33 to go in this one. Exciting game to open up the Heartlands Hoops Classic, 7th annual event. Noah Johnson, back of the iron, no good. Skying for that rebound. Creighton Ryan pulls it down. Ryan gets it to Schaefer. Schaefer for Overton. Overton down by one possession here. Over into the corner to Ryan. Ryan over to Schaefer. Top of the key, Creighton Ryan. Creighton Ryan over to Cahoy. Inside to Tanner Ryan. Tanner Ryan on the baseline. Shot up. No good. Almost rolled in there. But he'll head to the free throw line and get 2. Foul was on Cole Wiseman. His third, team's 5th. Tanner Ryan leading the Eagles in scoring. Heads to the free throw line. First shot up, no good. Unable to cut into that lead. Timeout for Sutton. Sutton's going to try and ice him here. 3:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Sutton up by 3, 44-41. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Going to Bowling is up for 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a 3 and he hits the 3.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Ash your dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Tanner Ryan nails his second free throw. 19 points here for Tanner. Cuts the Sutton lead to 2, 44-42. Cole Wiseman now with the ball. Drives right baseline. Shut up, no good. Fouled on the play. Nice move by Wiseman, just trying to get to the hoop. Picks up the foul. Creighton Ryan picks up his second foul. Cole Wiseman at the line to shoot 2. Up by 2, Sutton. Wiseman bends the knee, shot up. Another Manette extends the Sutton lead to 3. Still a one possession game right now. Pending the second free throw, Wiseman.
With 12 points so far, also with 12 is Pulowski, and Noah Johnson leading score with 13.
Even scoring there for Sutton. Three different guys in double figures. Second free throw, no good for Wiseman. Overton led by Tanner Ryan with 19. And Overton going the other way. Errant pass there. They'll turn it over. Kind of a long football pass there. Just missed his man. So Overton wastes a valuable possession there. And Sutton now with Cole Wiseman breaks the timeline. 2:42 to go in this one. Running the offense. Trying to get a good shot and waste a little time. Wiseman fakes the 3. Drives left side. Shot up no good, but he was fouled. Foul looks like it'll be on... It was on Kaiser. I thought maybe it would be on Schaefer. Schaefer had the confused look on his face. Wiseman at the line now to try and extend this to 2 possessions. Dribbles, bends the knee, shot up, another Bennett. 46-42 now, Wiseman. 13 points in the game. Leads the team. Second free throw. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound, skying up for that one. Tanner Ryan. All right, Overton now with the ball. Down 4, 2:20 to go in this one. Another errant pass for Overton. Another turnover, looking for Cahoy. Cahoy just mishandled it. So Wiseman now with it, up by 4.
21 turnovers for Overton.
Story of this game, Overton had a chance to really separate themselves in the second quarter. They kept turning the ball over. Now Sutton turns it over, so Overton gets the ball back. Schaefer picks up his dribble at the top of the key. Finds Tanner Ryan. Tanner Ryan go one-on-one with Wiseman. Drives to the hoop, gets the foul and the bucket. So he'll go to the free throw line to try and pick up the old-fashioned 3 points. Foul will be on Wiseman. 46-44, 2-point lead for Sutton. Wiseman picks up his 4th foul, too. Wiseman, one of the leaders of this team. Free throw up and good for Tanner Ryan. 22 now for the big man. Sutton, though, with the lead by 1 and the ball. 1:50 to go in this one. Wiseman thought about the 3, thought better of it. Picks up a pick there from Johnson. Johnson rolls. Wiseman now dishes it in the corner to Pulowski. Pulowski finds Wiseman. Wiseman over to Johnson. Johnson fakes the pass. Now gives it up. Wiseman finds the cutter inside Sheridan. Sheridan turns the ball over to McCoy. Or Cahoy, excuse me. Cahoy now the other way. Finds inside Kaiser. Kaiser makes the bucket, and Overton takes the lead. 47-46, 1:20 to go in this one. So Overton finally gets the lead back from Sutton. Wiseman now with the top of the key, working one-on-one. Mustangs down 1. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Schaefer. Schaefer quickly in transition. Gets it ahead at Ryan. Ryan lowers his shoulder. Shot up, gets fouled, and a blocking foul. Tanner Ryan will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Up by 1 are the Eagles. Foul was on Hennessy. Tanner Ryan, 22 on the night. On the morning.
Excuse me, I'm so used to it.
First free throw for Ryan, up and good.
I was going to let you get away with it.
23. I think I've said it a few times.
A little breakfast and basketball.
Where else I'd rather be on a Saturday morning. Shut up and good there for Ryan. So 24 for the big man. And a 3-point lead for Sutton. Sutton has done a nice job shooting the three ball tonight. They don't need it here, but they do need a bucket. Wiseman has it on the right wing. Sutton running the offense, trying to get the ball to Pawalski. Pawalski getting guarded there by Schaefer. Pawalski now running, looking for a screen. They're going to get the ball to Pawalski again. Excuse me. Now Wiseman has it. Wiseman looks for Sheridan. Sheridan gets it to Wiseman. Wiseman gets a shot up in the lane, up and good. Falling forward, timeout for Sutton. Basket's good. Cuts the lead to one, 49-48. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds, ESPN 1460, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Welcome back to Grand Island for the Heartlands Hoops Classic here on ESPN 1460, 1550. I'm Jeff Babel alongside Randy Bushgutter, Merritt Lawson back in the studio taking care of us there. Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, dinsdaleauto.com. For a complete look at their inventory on over 400 vehicles. Also, Home Federal Bank in Grand Island. Today, tomorrow, together. Build your home at Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC. 49-48 in this one. Tanner Ryan leading the way for the Eagles with the lead. And 28 seconds to go. Sutton will bring the full court pressure here.
And Overton needs to avoid what they've been able to not avoid all game, and that's turning the ball over.
And an errant pass there, but Cahoy gets it away. And another big, long baseball pass ahead to Ryan. Tanner Ryan, and throws it away here, but off of Johnson, I believe. So Overton retains possession, up by one. Sutton's probably going to try and steal the inbounds, if not get a foul and get Overton at the line. Schaefer will inbound this one. Schaefer, five counts on, timeout, Overton. Jay Stair unhappy with his team, unhappy with Cahoy, telling him where he should have went. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with him. Back in 30, ESPN 1460, 1550.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Jeff Babel alongside Randy Bushcutter here. Nice job of Overton of not turning the ball over, but they have made some dangerous passes, something they've been doing all game here. Schaefer now to inbounds to Cahoy. Cahoy back to Schaefer. Schaefer dribbling it out. Foul there by Johnson. Johnson will send Schaefer to the line for a one-on-one situation. Looks like they were trying to maybe get the ball to Schaefer. Schaefer, perhaps their best free throw shooter tonight.
Well, he certainly is one of the best.
Averaging 13 a game. Tanner Ryan averaging 17 a game. He's got 24, but Schaefer's at the line. Try and extend this lead. First shot up and good. Front end of the 1-1 is good. So 2-point game now. And a big free throw here. A free throw will force Sutton to get a 3-pointer or a quick two. And it's up and in, so a 3-point game here. So a two will not tie it for Sutton. Wiseman breaks the timeline. Works quickly. Gets it over on the sideline to Hennessy. Hennessy to Pawalski. 5 seconds left. They're going to need a three. Wiseman will take it at the top of the key. Shot up, no good. In and out. Rebound to Hennessy. Hennessy puts it up from 2-point range. Even if it fell, it wouldn't have been enough to pull out the win. So 51-48. Sutton with the come from behind victory in this one. A good back and forth matchup for much of that second half. 51-48, the first game of the Heartlands Hoops Classic here on the Platte River Radio family of stations is over. We'll take a break, crunch the numbers, give them to you next. Preview the Freeman High Plains game coming up next here on ESPN 1460, 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game.
from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to Grand Island, the Heartland Event Center. First game of the Heartland's Hoop Classic goes to Sutton, 51-48. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games you play. Doing so for years, and will do so for many more years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. Go see them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. 51-48, Sutton pulled it out. As a team, how do the individuals look? Let's go over to Randy Bushcutter for that.
Well, we'll start with some team numbers, too. Okay. Overton shot from the field unofficially 16 of 32 from the field in the game, so they shot 50%. Sutton was 33%. They were 16 of 48 from behind the arc. Sutton was 6 of 20, while Overton was 3 of 8. And both teams shot pretty well from the free throw line. Overton was 16 of 20, one of the differences in the game, while Sutton not quite as good. They were 10 of 18. Rebounding dominated by Overton, 32-17. But again, turnovers, one of the stories of the game. 22 turnovers for Overton compared to 11 for Sutton. For Sutton, leading scorer for them was Cole Wiseman. He finished with 15 points, but pretty balanced. He had 15. Noah Johnson with 13. Andrew Pulowski with 12. And then Tanner Peterson, 3. Tristan Sheridan, 3. Nicholas Honesty finished with 2 points in the ballgame. Leading rebounders for Sutton. Leading the way was Tristan Sheridan. He had 6, 3 for Wiseman. Johnson had 3, and Nicholas Honesty with a couple of rebounds as well. Unofficially, as we mentioned, 33% from the field overall. They shot 36% inside the three-point arc, and outside the arc, they were 30%, going 6 of 20 in the game. Now for Overton, a nice little come-from-behind win. They trailed much of that third quarter into the fourth quarter, and Tanner Ryan led them today with 24 points, only Eagle in double figures as Ryan finished with 24. He hit 1 3-pointer. Hayden Cahoy hit a 3-pointer. He finished with 9. Caleb Eklund with 6. Logan Kaiser with 5. Joel Schaefer, 4. And Creighton Ryan stroked in a 3-pointer. He finished with 3 points on the game. Leading rebounder for Overton, Tanner Ryan and Joel Schaefer both share that honor. They both finished with 6 rebounds, and in fact, Creighton Ryan also with 6. Right behind them was Logan Kaiser with 5. Caleb Eklund had 4, and 2 for Cahoy and Callahan. So pretty good team effort in terms of pulling down 32 rebounds today here for Overton, who picks up a hard-fought win, 51-48.
Sutton picked up the hard-fought win there. 51.
No, Overton won 51-48. Trust me, I was there. They missed the three-pointer at the end.
Oh, yeah,
you're
right.
It happened right in front of us.
Yep,
I remember.
Yep.
I was there.
Yep. So Overton to get the win, led by Ryan. Sutton tried to do it. You know, they had 3 different scorers in double figures. Tanner Ryan and Hayden Cahoy led the way for the Eagles, 51-48 in this one. We'll take one final break, finish up the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on.
Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Back here at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island, Nebraska. MISCO Sports post-game show. MISCO Sports and Kilp Ready keeping you geared up for the games you play. Do so for many years to come. And we'll do so from their storefront location in Orr. Overton wins it 51-48, led by Tanner Ryan with 24. Sutton led by three different scorers in double figures. Cole Wiseman, Noah Johnson, and Pawlowski with 12. Wiseman with 15, Johnson with 13. We're about 22 minutes away from tip-off here in the second game between High Plains and Freeman. We're going to step away for just about that much amount of time, and we'll be back with tip-off. This first game and all games brought to you by the Tom Denzel Automotive, your truck destination, located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island and Home Federal Bank in Grand Island. Today, tomorrow, together, build your future at Home Federal Bank. For Randy Bushcutter and Merritt Lawson, I'm Jeff Babel. We'll be back in a 20 minutes for the tip-off of the Freeman Flyers and the High Plains Community Schools next on ESPN 1460, 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.